loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who live in your community, know you by name, and answer when you call. They keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Welcome to BreezeLine, where you'll say, ta-ta, T-Mobile. Our home internet is just plain better. More reliable and faster because we put internet first. If there's network congestion, we won't slow your internet down like T-Mobile does to help their cell customers. And right now, you can try out a true internet experience with BreezeLine's reliable and fast fiber-powered home internet. Find your perfect speed with prices starting at $19.99 a month for 24 months. Terms and conditions apply. Go to BreezeLine.com to learn more.
I sometimes get asked how I started my podcast and why Anchor FM. I did extensive research, and Anchor is great for newbies like myself. They provide good support, and it is easy to use. The cost, you can't beat it. If you're starting, you can start for free. And this is another reason I chose Anchor FM.
Upcycling shoes. Upcycling shoes seems to be catching up with new designers as well as companies that are more well-known, like Nike. I personally do not believe in buying or getting old shoes. For me, there are the sanitary concerns plus the fact that each of us has or leaves some kind of imprint inside the shoes that we wear. But manufacturers who upcycle shoes or rehab shoes do it differently than us ordinary folks. I did some research on some ways we can upcycle shoes with our talents and perhaps with stuff we already have at home. I found that shoes are very popular planters for plants like succulents. Some people have even made a jewelry wall hanging from their old shoes, even a shoe pin cushion for those people who sew and keep their pins in them, also a bird feeder, and even a coat rack from the high heel shoes some people have used. Some people even refashion their old shoes with jewelry, new material, or even paint them. The idea is that you do not need to be a big designer to upcycle your old shoes. Below, I'm leaving two links to the websites to some of the ideas that I am mentioning in this episode. So get your paintbrushes out and your imagination and upcycle all those shoes you already have in your closet. Well, for now, remember that life is about possibilities, not impossibilities. Till next time, stay well.